Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Okay, so you've been with your SO for a long time. You're married, and you own a house together. Things are by all accounts, like, pretty good. But then you go to a wedding, and there's some swing dancing guy who flips your wife over 9 or 10 times. And after that, you can't sleep anymore. It's driving you nuts. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
He flips her at a wedding?
Flips her upside down like nine or ten times.
I would be so full of rage and jealousy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, you flip my wife?
Are you even a man if your wife gets flipped by someone at a wedding dancer?
Publicly cucked.
Yeah.
This is like if, like, I feel like it's similar to, like, if a magician, like,
pulls a quarter behind your ear.
Yeah, and, like, makes you look like a fucking idiot in front of your spouse.
I mean,
I think
it
jacks your little boy dick until nothing comes out because you're a child.
Yeah.
I think it would drive me so crazy.
Yeah.
That I would get into a weird fight with the neighbor.
Yeah.
And then he would try to get back at me by putting a Nixon mask on a pig. Sending it in through my doggy door.
Right.
And makes me think there is a literal fucking monster out there.
Right, because you're so sleep deprived.
I'm so sleep deprived. On this world.
Yeah, because you're so sleep deprived because you can't stop thinking about your wife being flipped.
Like nine or ten times.
And you think that you're going to die.
Guys, there's a new Tim Robinson season out. Yes. We're doing Tim Robinson ships.
No, incorrect.
Super cursed.
We should definitely do it. I think you should leave ships. Ships? We'll all be cursed.
I think you should ship.
I think you should ship.
I think you should ship mine, him, and that zip line.
He loves that zip line
so much.
It
gives him so much joy.
I can't go home. Things are really bad there.
Honestly,
what's waiting for you at home?
Yeah, what's waiting for me is really bad.
I just realized I want to be alone forever.
I've only seen the first two, but I'm enjoying it.
They're very great.
It's a good show.
It's really good. But honestly, I would have to talk to my spouse.
Really?
I would be like, listen, something's wrong with me. I can't sleep because I'm so full of rage and jealousy about this freaking swing dancer that flipped you.
Can you trust her enough that she won't just be completely turned off by you for the rest of her life, though, if you admit to that?
Well, I think you tell a therapist. I don't think you tell your partner.
If you tell her, she's going to be laughing about you with the swing dancer.
Exactly.
Well, okay, but you literally can't sleep. Like,
you're sitting
up. Right, that's why you maybe check yourself into a mental hospital. You are not right in the head. You can't handle normal life.
No,
you
but
pack
if
pack up your GC Tugger and you go.
You go.
I look.
Yeah.
Would I get mad? I think I would you know what? I would make a dumb little comment at the end of the night and I'd be like, that was a bit much, right? Like 8 times, 9 times. Wow, that was a lot of times that you got flipped.
No.
It's doomed. I'm doomed.
Yeah, the whole marriage is over.
Yeah.
Because if I was actually mad about my spouse being flipped 9 times.
And you said that as we were about to go to bed, I would be like, it's like, oh, that is so gross.
Yeah, I'm
like,
so annoyed.
Like, my husband is fucking...
It's the
ick. You'd be like, I'm going to my sister's.
Yeah, yeah. It is ick. It is ick.
It is the ick.
That's rough, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's because you can't have a conversation about it.
I mean, maybe you should be relieved that there aren't monsters on this world.
Right, that it was just a pig
with a
mask.
Honestly, that's when I think you get better.
Is when you...
You realize that wasn't a monster. It was just a pig with a Nixon mask.
Okay, but... Okay, so the scenario keeps playing out, right? You have now developed this, like, doggy door thing that only lets in your dog because there's, like, an RF thing on the collar or whatever. Which is actually, like, kind of a
good
really
idea.
It's actually a real thing.
It's actually really good. But now you've sunk all this money into this concept because you think there are real monsters.
Yes.
And you're, like... making a commercial about it.
You have a sunk cost.
Oh, will you take it to the Shark Tank and see if Patty Harrison has escaped from the Charlie Brown pants enough to invest in your product.
Yeah. That's good. You got a plan. You don't need your wife anymore.
Right. You focus on yourself. You hustle.
Yeah. That's right.
Get like in touch with like the world around you.
Well, and to be honest, like when there's a good invention, I don't really care what motivated the inventor.
Right.
Like, if you made this invention to keep out monsters, I don't care. I care, does it mean that only Fletcher gets in the dog door? If that's true, who cares if you're crazy?
Sure, we only have saran wrap because they needed to, like, make the shuttle not burn up coming back into orbit.
Exactly. I don't think about that.
Right?
What?
What?
Isn't, like, saran wrap, like, plastic wrap, isn't that, like,
did
born
they try
out
it
of...
for the first time on the Challenger? What are you talking about?
On the Challenger? No, then it...
Saran wrap? The thinnest plastic on earth?
Yeah.
Saran wrap is...
They just wrap the shuttle in that, and then it's fine.
It melts.
Coming into re-entry.
What is this you're talking... Is this real?
Yeah, it's real.
No,
Ryan's looking
at something.
We're dealing with fire and water. We're dealing with air in this scenario.
Yeah.
And it's all coming crashing towards the
earth. You know what doesn't belong is fucking plastic, because those things are... What are they?
Those things are elemental.
Thank you.
Okay, we're doing elemental ships. Because elemental... Guys, does this movie look like dog shit to anybody else?
It looks like kind of like dog shit.
Really
Wait, can we back up a second here?
Yeah.
Because I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
You two, Patrick and Ryan, are usually the ones who do the... You see where I'm going with this,
Oh,
right?
I saw it.
You guys are usually the ones that do the segue.
Yeah.
Colin and I just executed...
You did a great
perfect,
segue.
Yeah. But we never do it let alone together.
And not only that, Kelly... pitched one like 4 minutes ago, and Mogi spiked that shit
what
to the
was
dirt.
It? What did I say?
You said like something
about
the
world
around
you.
No,
but he saw it.
Yeah,
he was
throwing it up there.
And this is why Colin and I are cast to be a couple that hates each other in a movie.
Wow.
I think when you give me a good set, I will spike it.
Yeah. Look, it might not have been good.
Shit.
You know what? Maybe it wasn't good for you, but it would have worked for Colin. Different people, different strokes.
Some people are water. Some people are fires.
Right.
Others are airs and earths.
Earths, probably.
Yeah, this movie looks like
heart,
dog shit, though.
No?
No,
it doesn't seem to be a heart.
It looks real dumb.
It looks really bad.
A lot of, this is a Pixar, right?
It's a Pixar, yeah.
A lot of Pixars look fucking bad to me until I see it, and then I'm like, oh, I like this one.
The trailers are always bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, seeing Red was really good.
It was so good.
And it looked like kind of medium going in.
Actually, I was afraid it would be bad.
Yeah.
But it
I
was great.
I liked Soul a lot more than I thought I would from
me
the trailer.
Me too. Except for the end, I was very mad about the end, but that's okay.
Yeah. The last one that like I saw the trailer and I was like, holy fuck, I cannot wait to go see this was, the one with the young girl and her emotions. Inside Out.
Yeah.
That one was like...
That one was really good.
This feels like a Cars 2 version of Inside Out.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
Whoa. Is Cars 3 good? I heard Cars 3 is good.
That's what I keep hearing. But
is that
I
the one where Lightning McQueen gets the big naturals?
Yeah, those big juicies. Yeah. No, but I heard Cars 3 is good. But I see what you're saying about the Cars 2 of it. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to wait for it to be on Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see myself.
Fair. Well, in the last couple have like come to Disney Plus so quick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or like premiered on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And like... Like, Luca was a Disney Plus person. I loved Luca.
Luca was good.
I haven't seen Luca. I heard good things. Me
either. I like it a lot. It's just a mermaid and a regular boy. No, two mermaids. They're two mermaids. Two mermaid boys. Like, go onto the surface world in Italy and just, like, have, like, charmed little Italian coastal lives.
Oh, yeah. What's not to like?
They have, like, Italian adventures.
Yeah.
That's so cute. It's very cute.
Italiano. They want to get a Vespa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. It's very cute.
Yeah, that sounds pretty charming. I feel like we, as individuals and a group, have reached the point in our lives where we could probably watch all the Pixar movies on streaming. Like, probably. Do we need to go to any of them in theaters any longer? We don't have children. Mm. We are no longer children.
I think if something with the artistic merit of either Up or WALL-E came out. Mm-hmm.
Or Ratatouille.
Oh, gosh, I love Ratatouille.
I love Ratatouille, but I guess I think I could enjoy it just as much on a TV screen.
Oh, that's interesting.
Whereas, like, WALL-E, that whole opening sequence.
Yeah.
Or Up, both. It's both the opening sequences from those two movies, I think, are, like, things that were great to see in the theater.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't know that any of their recent films have had those kind of moments for me. But I also haven't seen them in the theater.
So. How do you know if you don't go to every one of them?
I guess I just have an uninformed opinion.
All right, so we're going to see Elemental.
We make so many plans for so many movies. Let's not add this to the list.
Let's triple feature with, what was
with
it?
Oppenheimer and Barbie. Oh, gosh.
The thing that I find so funny about the Oppenheimer 70mm IMAX print is that it's 600 pounds and 11 miles long.
That's insane. My God.
How long is this movie?
You want to see this thing?
It's 11 miles long. When's the last time you saw a movie that's 11 miles long?
We saw Beau Is Afraid.
Oh, Christ. Yeah.
That movie was 30 miles long.
Dude, the further out I get from that movie, the fucking happier I am that I'm no longer watching it.
I think I'm going to see it again.
Oh, Kelly.
I liked it, but
I did too, but I would never. I will never see it again.
It was really unrelenting and really unpleasant to watch, but I liked it.
So I will never watch any Ari Aster movie for a second time, I think.
Really?
But no.
I saw Hereditary like three times.
It's fucked.
That's you insane.
I'm mentally ill.
Yeah, you have a real problem with Morbius and Ari Aster.
That's a double feature.
Oh, no.
Morbius?
Beau's Afraid, but they pause it halfway through to show Morbius, and then you watch
in its entirety.
Then you watch the rest of it morbed out.
Oh, my God.
Just so morbed out of your fucking gourd.
Morbed out of my gourd, is that what you said?
I think that's the bumper sticker you need.
Yeah, morbed out of my gourd. I saw a bumper sticker the other day that made me laugh so hard. It said, "Keep honking, I'm watching a movie on my phone." Okay, you have your phone up.
Yeah.
What is this reason?
Oh, I just keep notes in there.
Oh, I thought you were ready to tell us something.
No.
Could you tell us a ship about elemental ships?
Oh, I could tell you a ship about elemental ships. Do you guys like cute little cartoon animals?
Yeah,
sure.
Oh, heck yeah. Are you familiar with the movie? I think it was from the 80s. I haven't seen it in a really long time. Nemo Adventure in Slumberland.
Yeah, Little Nemo?
Little Nemo, that's it. Yeah, Little Nemo and His Adventures in Slumberland.
Yeah, I was a big fan of the NES game.
Oh, okay.
It's great.
What's it? Is it like a side-scroller?
It's a side-scroller. It's kind of Mega Man-y. Uh-huh. And that, like, he collects, like, different magic powers from the different, like, dreamscapes that he goes into. And, like, flies around in a bed from, like, level to level. It's great.
That's awesome.
Now, and, the cartoon's really cool.
In the game, is there an appearance by the flying squirrel Icarus?
I believe so, yes. Okay. It's been a long time, but yeah.
Okay. So Icarus is Nemo's like sidekick. He wears a little hat and glasses, and he talks like
oh, that's cute.
And is just like expressive, and then everyone like sort of like Chewbacca, everyone just like takes his meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Very sweet. When the like princess kisses him, he like his eyes like roll around in his head, and he's all like starstruck and stuff like that. But otherwise he's like, tries to like stomp his little tiny foot down and like keep little Nemo safe from the dangers of the dream world and whatnot. Very sweet little furry creature. And I would like to ship Icarus with a very sweet, gigantic furry creature.
Mm-hmm.
And I am talking about Appa, the flying buffalo manatee creature from Avatar the Last Airbender.
That's cute.
That's the
really
elemental
cute.
Part of this.
That is the elemental part. There we go. They have manipulation of the elements. I just started watching the show.
I hear it's good.
Dude, people have been telling me it's good for fucking years.
Me too.
It is so good.
Really?
Like, I don't know. I'm like 12 episodes in, probably, and every one is a hit so far.
Awesome. Banger after banger.
Dude, it's a really good show. But so for people unfamiliar with the Avatar world, you know, there's like five nations.
Well, I saw the movie, so.
Oh, okay. Cool, cool, cool. Turns out it was God at the end.
The twist is God's real.
Because it's a shovel on, yeah.
I watch every weekend.
I was in an elevator today, and I was like, God damn it, you can't make the twist of a movie called Devil that she's the devil. Yeah, that's fucking
lame. That's the name.
Not a twist.
Dumbass.
So now he's ruined every elevator ride I have to take for the rest of my life because I won't be able to escape it. I fucking waited 20 years to watch Devil.
You should make your own devil in the elevator movie.
The twist. It's not a devil.
It's pretty good. Or the twist is it's an escalator.
Oh my God.
You thought you were in an elevator.
It's like it's moving stairs.
Devil in an elevator sounds like a George Thorogood song.
It sounds like also like a noir. Mm. It's like Moonlight in the Garden. Well, yeah. Devil in the Elevator.
Devil in the White City.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like well, that's not a noir. That's not a true crime.
That's a true crime book that's talking about architecture and also H.H. Holmes.
I would also say that it has noir elements.
Actually,
because of its setting and
time. That is true. That is true. And I do take back what I said because I'm forever evolving and I admit when I'm wrong.
I'm going to look up this Saran wrap thing.
I tried and I could not save you, Patrick. Right, but maybe you'll have better luck.
I think you made that bullshit up.
I might have, but now I want to know if I made it up.
Why would you make that up?
Why would I indeed?
So Appa is this massive six-legged raccoon-tailed flying swimming buffalo that just loves his friends and helps them go on awesome adventures, and will summon him and he'll fly in and like save the day, and he's got those big stupid cute face.
Yeah, he's
and
very cute.
I want after however Last Airbender resolves, I imagine it's a happy ending and Appa gets to like retire from adventuring. and I want the same for Icarus to return from the dreamland. And just I like the idea of Icarus getting to crawl around in Appa's fur and like tickle him, and they can like roll around.
Aww,
in the
that's
grass
so cute.
And be best cute. Friends. And if they want to be lovers, that's fine. That's up to them. Yeah. I can't control the animals.
No, you shouldn't control the animals.
Oh, it's up to them. But they're just it's a big old fuzzy elemental ship
so
for me.
Cute.
That's very cute.
I'll start watching it.
It's really good.
I hear it's so great. Fun. Everyone's like, they won't shut up about how great it is. And I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently, it is one of those that like everyone is like, it's so fucking good. And then for whatever reason, it's just like, I've never known anyone who's like no, someone that like I trust that has like pushed it on me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've been kind of weirdly reactive to it. Like, I'm just like, shut up.
Yes.
Like, everyone's like, oh my God, you haven't seen that? And I'm like, get a life.
There's a guy in our neighborhood, Moki, who has the Airbender
haircut?
No, it's a fucking skull tattoo.
Oh.
Whoa.
What?
Seen him walking around a couple of times.
What?
Haven't said hello
commitment.
Yet.
But... I feel like now you have to because you're a fellow airbender.
Yeah, exactly. I want to buy him a hoverboard.
Okay.
So he could like fly around like
that man like that you see sometimes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a real hoverboard?
Well, like a one wheel.
No, the one wheel thing that like dogs
the
hate.
The Segway thing.
Yeah.
Dogs really don't like those.
Oh, yeah. I think dogs would hate like a real hoverboard too.
Yeah. Well, they just don't like that movement. Like they don't like skateboards. Some dogs don't like bikes.
And the level it's right in their
it could
face.
Hit them.
I was skateboarding once and my neighbor's dog started yelling at me. So she picked it up and put it over its shoulder, which then put it at face level. Yeah. And it got like a millimeter from
like
biting me in the face.
Snapping your face. Oh my God.
Yeah. Picking up your dog is not always the solution.
No.
No. Then the dog is emboldened and tall.
Yeah. Now the dog is like, big.
It's like, I've never been up here before.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Does anyone else have an elemental ship?
I do.
A ship about elemental ships.
So elements make me think elements like fire.
Wow.
Fire makes me think of people with fire powers.
Okay.
Which makes me think of a movie that I think maybe I only saw once and don't really know much about. A movie called Sky High.
Okay.
Yeah.
In this movie,
yeah,
one of the characters is named War and Peace, and all I really remembered about him is he was the hot one.
Okay.
And also had fire powers.
Hot.
But I'm ching. Okay. So I rewatched this kind of on fast forward today. So I didn't catch all the nuances.
Okay.
But here's the deal with War and Peace. He's very grumpy because he goes to this high school with this all sons of superheroes. Mm-hmm. So our daughters and sons. Children of superheroes. And his dad is a villain. And his dad is in prison. And his dad was sent to prison by one of the other kids' dads.
Why do they allow this?
Why do they allow him to go to the school?
Like, he shouldn't go to school?
Sins of the father?
That's,
wow. Go to another.
Patrick.
Well, these kids are going to have to. They're gonna have,
are you like Draco Malfoy? What is wrong?
What's happening?
Why do they allow that? Like, why does Draco get to go to the same school as Harry?
Yeah, you want mud blood separated.
That's what I'm saying.
So he does have a chip on his shoulder when we start. And he kind of gets into a little firefight with our main character. But he's just wounded.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then we find out he works at this Chinese restaurant. And he, like, it's very cute.
Does he do the cooking with his fire powers?
No, he's a server.
What?
Does he serve with his fire
but
powers?
But he does at one point when he's talking to one of the girls, he's like, and she wants, and they're like having an intimate conversation. He like lights a candle with his finger.
Okay.
So he's great. He ends up being like a safe place for everyone to talk to because.
Sure.
And so everyone befriends him, and all the like loser sidekick kids adopt him as one of their own. Mm. Even though he's got really good power, so he should be a hero, but he's not because he's a villain. And it all works out. And I didn't know who to ship him with. I looked on AO3. As I often when I don't know what to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, that's right. So smart. I should do that.
So a big ship for him is with the main little kid. Main kid. That's the other thing is this guy doesn't look like a little kid.
Oh, unfortunate.
Mm. Well, it's better for me when I'm shipping
him. Well, for you, but like if people ship him with a little child.
Yeah, it just I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So I couldn't do that guy.
So I'd rather put this mature child with an adult.
Well, there's this girl.
Okay.
And
Ryan Mogi.
She just transferred. She doesn't have powers,
but she's at the school.
She's like so good at researching superheroes.
But there's this girl, and we only see her in two scenes. And in one of the scenes, she holds hands with War and Peace.
Why?
That's, you know what's fun about that?
What?
She's a freeze girl.
She is.
There we go.
So he's fire, she's freeze. They dance together at the homecoming dance. There's not a lot to it, and there aren't very many ships about it because she really doesn't have much of a character.
Right.
But I'll ship it.
Okay, what about your fire guy, War and Peace?
Yeah, War and Peace.
And Bobby Drake.
I was just going to say Bobby
of the
Drake.
The X-Men.
Oh, I love it.
Iceman.
Yeah, perfect. Iceman.
Perfect. They because they both have kind of like a chip on their shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I like this for them a lot. And we still get the fire ice thing. So maybe Freezer Girl is just for homecoming dance.
Right. Yeah.
But then.
She's not true love.
No. Then he can meet Bobby.
Then he can meet Bobby and they can be happy.
Bobby's openly gay. So yeah, like this great. This is perfect.
I think that's good.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
You're validating the 45 minutes I spent fast forwarding to War and Peace scenes.
All right. Well, I have one that I think of elementals.
Mm-hmm.
Elements.
Mm-hmm.
Water.
Yeah.
Water World?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? Water World live action show at Universal Studios Hollywood?
Everyone's favorite.
Let's hear it.
I think
freaking Mariner and Deacon, dog. They're always at each other's throats. Oh, okay. He's always chasing Mariner. He's always like, I want to shoot you with my weird fake water gun. And then Mariner's always like jumping off of things and being so athletic. And they're both so athletic and like jumping around and like flying planes. And I just think, and I like this too, right? Let's imagine that they're stuck in a loop because they're always revisiting the same event.
Sure.
Over and over again. Three times on weekends.
So are they trapped in the loop? Like
they're trapped.
Okay.
But only because, well, so here's the thing. They're choosing to do this loop.
Because it's the only way they can spend time together?
Yes. And even though they know it's fraught and full of fighting, and so when they first started it, they were enemies. But then they became enemies to lovers, but they're like, we still have to put on a show.
Right, because everyone expects it. So do they have like a, because the show
starts.
They're
not actors. They're them.
I know. Okay. But the loop, the loop starts with, or the stunt show, as we experience it outside of the reality of the show, it's like the Mariner's like girlfriend or who comes in and like has the evidence of
dry land. The dirt.
Is there like a new girl every time that like, or do they like burn through them and so that like they just have to keep reenacting this thing together?
I think everyone is trapped in it with them.
Everyone's trapped in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and they want to get out.
Everyone else to.
Yeah, I will burn down the world for you.
And then Mariner, after one performance, finds himself in like a completely white fucking infinite space. Yeah. And there's a door and it's the exit. Mm-hmm. Mariner has to decide, do you go back to the stunt show to be with your love? Or do you lead people to the exit?
Okay, here's
to
what
the
it
dry
is.
Land, as
here,
it were.
Okay. So here's what it is. Ready? So he sees two doors. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we see it. Let's imagine. Wide shot, two doors. He's Kelly facing the doors. He's facing the doors. And one says exit, and one, it has like the fucking show shit on it, like ropes and nets and whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we know that if he chooses that one, he goes through. And if he chooses the other one, it's like over. And like the door, the handle of the doorknobs are the same. This is important. So
you're gonna cut to the other side of the door.
Yeah.
And see it. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Cool, yeah. Cool. So yeah, he like reaches for the handle. We have a really extreme close up hand on the doorknob, and then I think we leave it at we don't know what he chooses.
If he like opens the door to this? You know, we're not sure what door it is, but he opens it into the Wild Wild West stunt show.
Oh, that's funny.
And then they.
So he thought he was escaping, but he's actually being stuck in another stunt show?
Yeah.
This is horrible.
He opens the door and winds up in line for the Indiana Jones line.
Wait, okay, what about this? So he opens the door, right?
Yeah.
He shows up on the Wild Wild West stunt show. The fucking Deacon is there.
He's there.
And the Deacon says, I picked this one because I knew you'd reject me. But they both picked that one.
But then Deacon kills him for real.
Deacon does kill him for real. And he says,
he crushes him with that giant metal spider.
Yeah. Oh. That kind of Wild Wild West stunt show.
Is there a Wild Wild West stunt show?
No.
Was there at some point?
No.
I believe that at Universal Studios, which is why this is confusing, I think there was an Old West stunt show.
Yes. There was.
I believe Matt Gorley was in it. That's how I've heard of it.
Yes.
And I've seen it as a child.
So when you said that, I just assumed you were
No, no. I meant Wild Wild West.
Desperado. Wicca wow wow wicca
yeah,
wow
that's,
wow.
That's
west.
What I meant. Yeah, it's like same era those movies.
No. Now that I get what you were saying, it is amusing.
It is amusing. So they okay, sure, and right.
There's a giant spider.
Right. And so he like sees a giant spider, yeah. And then who is controlling the spider? Deacon, and he's like,
yeah, he's like the Kenneth Branagh of the
yes, piece. And then he is
or Kevin
probably
Klein?
Kenneth
Kevin Klein.
Kevin Klein.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's the Kevin Klein, and then the guy's the Gary Oldman.
Wait, I thought no, Kevin Klein is on Jim West's side.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Kenneth Branagh, I think, is the bad guy who controls the... Because the spider is not controlled by Kevin Klein.
Right, the spider's
it,
the bad guy.
Oh, I thought
guy.
It was Gary Oldman. Is it Kenneth Branagh?
I thought it was Kenneth Branagh.
Okay.
He's being very... He's not
he's
acting
way
like...
way over
he's
the top.
He's playing big.
It is curly black vaudevillian evil mustache.
Okay, right. So he's the Kenneth Branagh, and then Deacon... Or I'm sorry, Mariner is the Kevin Klein.
It's Kevin Klein, okay.
And or he could
be
the...
Will Smith is there.
Will Smith is there, and he's like, times are tough for me.
So he goes to the Waterworld stunt show. And now it's
Will Smith goes.
Will Smith does.
Oh yeah.
Just like trick shots, everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what? I think trick shots. And this isn't a compliment. I think Will Smith thinks he could do the Waterworld stunt show.
Oh, whoa. He definitely thinks so. He could not.
No way.
You know who could? Tom Cruise.
Oh yeah, Tom Cruise could do it.
Tom Cruise sneaks in and does it at night.
He does all the parts.
Oh my god. He flies that plane?
Yeah, he flies the plane. Well, he hangs onto the side of it.
Right,
yeah,
of course.
And then drops down.
And then just gazes into the water and wonders where his best friend has gone. remember, his best friend murdered his wife and is disappeared into the sea.
Yeah.
Well, that's my ship.
It's good.
Love it.
Thanks.
Patrick, do you have one?
Yes. My elemental ship is a Star Wars elemental ship. And because in Star Wars, like the elemental thing about it is the Force, right?
Sure.
I just finished reading one of the High Republic books. So they did like a whole like set of these High Republic things that are like 150 years before Phantom Menace. And then they did like a prequel to that. That's okay. Like a series of like adult books and YA books and shit. And so I just finished reading the first YA book in there. And it's a love story on a doomed planet, the planet Dalna, between a Jedi whose name is Kevmo something. His name is Kevmo.
That's a first draft name.
You know, he's a Jedi. He's a Padawan. And he's there with his master, whose name I can't remember.
Bevmo.
Bevmo.
No, total wine.
And you know, they're doing like normal Jedi stuff. They have like a little outpost there, a little Jedi temple. But there is a group on Dalna called the Path of the Open Hand.
That's kind of cool sounded.
Yes, they're very cool. They had this philosophy that no one should be tapping into the Force to like manipulate it. That is like using the Force is going against the Force's will. If the Force was going to push that guy across the room, the Force was going to do that. You shouldn't convince the Force to do that.
Interesting. Mm.
So and they're led by this woman called the Mother, who's like sketchy as shit.
She's like Grace Jones. I'm your mother.
And they've been like traveling around the galaxy and stealing artifacts that have like a connection to the Force to keep them out of the hands of like Jedi and Sith who are trying to like use it to manipulate. So they've just like the Rod of Seasons is something they've just reclaimed as their own so that no one else can
use
the Force.
Do they destroy these things or they just keep them?
See, that's where we can't totally trust what they're up to because they don't destroy them. They keep them and they're like, I don't know, maybe someday. I don't know. But two of the followers in the Path of the Open Hand are Yana and Marta Rowe. They're sisters. And Rowe is the surname of the main villain of the High Republic series, Marchin Rowe. And so, like, there's something, you know, we're 100 years earlier. Yeah. So, like, there's some sort of, like, family thing happening here. But, so it's a romance between this, like, young Jedi Padawan who's, like, got a little bit of, like, missionary vibes, right? On this planet. Meeting up with Marta, who like totally believes in like the path of the open hand and like you shouldn't be manipulating the Force, and they like it's the dorkiest shit. They stay up like all night long and just like have these like philosophical conversations about like we you know like using the elements of the Force you know to your advantage or like no we shouldn't be disturbing that. And it ends in tragedy.
Tragedy ship again. Second one in a row.
Tragedy ship again.
You so, freak.
So
okay, this Hereditary.
So Kevmo and his and his master are going in to like the hideout of the Path of the Open Hand. And they're like, we know you guys have been stealing all of these Force things. We're here to reclaim them. The Mother is like, no, fuck you. We reclaim them. You are the bad part of this equation. We're the good guys. Jedi Master ignites her lightsaber, and the Mother's like, no. She summons this thing, this globby creature that like kind of takes the form of like a dog or a panther. It's gooey, so like there's no real like discerning its form, and it like tackles Kefmo's master and like engulfs her, turns her to stone, and then the stone crumbles.
No.
And then it turns to fucking Kevmo, and he's like, shit!
Yeah!
And so he's like running away. Marta's not here for this. She's elsewhere. This thing is like nipping at his heels and like gets him.
Heels turning to stone?
So like he's starting to like turn to stone, like, little bits on like his elbow and like his feet. He loses the thing, like winds up in Marta's chamber in the Path of the Open Hands hideout. And he fucking turns to stone and then crumbles in her hands.
Poor Marta.
What the hell?
It's fucked up.
Whoa. What?
Yeah.
Wait. So is that allowed? In the Path of the Open Hand, can Mother do that to him?
Well, so the Mother can do it because this creature feeds on people who manipulate the Force. It can't do that to you unless you're a goddamn Jedi. Yeah.
Did she create this creature?
Here's the thing. I don't know. I'm very excited to learn more about it.
I think she did, and I think these objects are probably helping her do it.
Yeah, because what does she do? Why keep the objects?
Yeah, why keep the objects? Why not destroy them?
Yeah.
Also, she sent Yana, Marta's sister, on a mission that she then also sabotaged because she knew that the Rose sisters were like spending a little bit too much time with the Jedi, and maybe their like thoughts were being a little bit swayed. Mm. So she was like out to she's devious, right?
Yeah.
So like whether or not she's like truly well intentioned in this like stopping people from using the Force thing, like she also sucks and has this blob monster who eats Jedi.
Yeah,
crazy.
And I'm enjoying these books.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm really excited to see what Marta's gonna do.
I mean, from the looks of it, she's going to start a band of like roving maniacs that fight the Jedi for centuries.
Wait, you think she's gonna stick with it after the love of her life just crumbled in her hand? You think she's not gonna rebel?
I think she's gonna start manipulating the Force and become a classic Lucas style Jedi.
I think she's gonna manipulate the Force, but I don't think she's gonna be good.
You think she's gonna be like evil?
Someone in her family line becomes Marchion Ro, who is the leader of the Nile, who are this like they're like the Reavers from Firefly.
Mm, scary.
Except they have yes, very scary.
They
have access to an old woman who can do hyperspeed calculations in her head.
We all have access to an old woman.
Not like this, you know. Not to a Santeca who is, and so they can jump into and out of hyperspace in ways that people can't, like normal people can't figure out. So they're able to just like appear and disappear in places that like the Republic can't track. And so that's how they like. Anyway, I think she's gonna break bad and be super evil. But
that'd be cool.
I mean, Kevmo's gone, so he was a sweet boy. Mm. And he got turned into stone and then dust.
Fucking sick, dude.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
That's so creepy.
And not what you expect from like a YA book.
No.
It was a hard, like, because it was very like cute.
Yeah.
For like 300 pages.
Right.
And then people started turning to stone and dust.
Scary.
That is scary.
Hey guys.
Two relationships.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers.
With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.